This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Martin Show is a healing zone where special people just like you tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome, welcome everyone to the program. And if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, how long has it been for you? Well, then you've come to the right place. This is your chance to become independently healthy by becoming your own best doctor most of the time. We discuss ways to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. So if you have a health-related challenge or concern or problem or quagmire, I'm here for you, and I'll do my best to help you out. All you have to do is go over to your telephone and call me and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Here's the toll-free number into the show nationwide. Jot it down for safekeeping. Pass it on to your sick loved ones and friends. 888-553-7262. 888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. 888-553-7262. Stay in touch with yours truly always through my website, excuse me, at drbob.com, drbob.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Dr. Bob Martin. All right, we have some people holding over from last hour who've been waiting patiently to get on the air. This hour, I'm going to be talking about the difference between children who are vaccinated and children who are unvaccinated. Which group do you believe are healthier? Oh, this should be an eye-opener. And boy, talk about the holy grail of medical care. That's the area of vaccinations. We'll tell you, according to the proof and the science, which group of children are healthier, those who get vaccinated or those who remain unvaccinated. You may be shocked on this one. All right, let's get back to your telephone calls and questions, however. First up this hour, from the state of Iowa, is Janice. Welcome, Janice, to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I was just going to ask about, I'm having to take iron pills because my iron is down. Mm-hmm. And they put me on this Vitron iron, and after 3 months, it only went down 1 point. So what would you recommend to take for that?
Well, the type of iron, unfortunately, that the medical protocols are often involved with is ferrous sulfate, which is one of the most poorly absorbed irons that I can think of. So, and that doesn't address the reason why you have low iron yet. There could be, you know, we'd want to find out why you have low iron. Are you over the age of 52, Janice?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So since you're not menstruating any longer, The question then becomes, well, why is my iron low if I'm not menstruating and losing blood? Why? Well, that could be any amount of reasons. It could be that your diet is not providing enough iron. It could be that your stomach is not making enough hydrochloric acid to be able to absorb and assimilate iron. It could be that you're not taking in enough vitamin C, which helps the assimilation of iron through your food. You may not be eating iron-rich foods. Your kidneys may be leaking blood. You may be losing blood out of your colon. There's so many reasons why low iron shows up in a person, a woman who is postmenopausal. We'd want to know that. But meanwhile, let's talk about how we can successfully get your iron levels up with a successful form of supplementation that will help your blood test look like magic just happened the next time you get it. So I hope you have something to write with. I'm going to give you the name of supplement that is really good at helping raise iron up without constipating you, which most of the ferrous sulfate will do with people getting medical iron. So the supplement to look for is something called Liver Fractions. Liver Fractions. You remember in the old days, Janice, people would have low iron and their grandmothers and mothers and fathers, they just eat some raw liver or cooked liver. That's where a lot of iron exists. Well, this supplement called Liver Fractions by a company by the name of Terry Naturally Vitamins has a form of heme iron. That's the best and most absorbable iron. It's a type
heme
of
iron?
Yes, H-E ME. That's what's in it. You don't have to write that down. But it's a form of iron called ferrous biglycinate chelate. It's a type of iron that when you take it, it's going to be much more likely to be absorbed and assimilated and utilized by your body. It also, this formula also has some of the B vitamins in it that are also important to people who have low iron, B12, folic acid, and it has some liver fractions, which means it's got some very, very potent and pulverized and desiccated forms of liver in it. So you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck by taking Liver Fractions, the supplement by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Now, if you have a natural grocer's store in your neighborhood,
uh-huh,
or your, well, that's where I'd go, because you go into the vitamin section at natural grocery stores there, and if they don't have this specific supplement, they can order it and get it in just a couple of days, or you can order it online if you want at terrynaturallyvitamins.com, and then you're looking for
Terry. Is it spelled T-A-T-E-R-R-Y or
correct? Terry Naturally Vitamins, all one word, .com, and then you're just, I think they have a search over there on their website. Just type in Liver Fractions, and then you'll, or iron in the search bar, and it'll come up. But that's what you should do. And also, I would also encourage you to take vitamin C every day, maybe 500 milligrams of vitamin C. Eat plenty of fresh vegetables and fruits with vitamin C. That helps you absorb iron. Fish, there are, you can Google, iron rich foods and coefficient minerals so that you're getting foods that are high in iron, and this problem will be solved. But again, I want to point out here, we need to get to the reason why Janice has low iron. It's unusual, even though, as we get older, our systems are not as efficient at absorbing iron, but we want to make sure that there's not some slow leaking of blood out of your body which is driving this low iron, and maybe you have a substandard or slightly low hemoglobin and hematocrit or other factors that need to be nutritionally analyzed, not just in medical close enough or government work, see you next year kind of a space, but rather how do we get this person's blood into the optimal category, and how do we do it safely and naturally drug-free? That's the message that I want to impart here.
And would that make you tired, too?
Absolutely. You bet. Tired, because iron is key, and hemoglobin is key. That carries oxygen, and if you're low in iron and low in hemoglobin, you're basically suffocating on a cellular level. Of course, that you're going to be tired. Don't you remember the old Geritol commercials, iron poor blood?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason why. It's sort of a weird thing. But I appreciate your phone call, Janice. Good health to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next up, we say hello to Dale in the state of Montana. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dale, hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I had a knee replacement a year ago, and right away it felt like I was walking on loads of bubbles and my left leg, left foot. And at first they said it was a stretched nerve, and now they have, say it's from the sciatic nerve. Well, the sciatic nerve doesn't bother me, and I'm trying to figure out how it's the foot is numb, but like I say, it feels like I'm walking on it, just a bunch of bubbles, and it doesn't hurt. But I can hear the other day I walked quite a bit and I could kind of feel it.
And this all happened after knee surgery? This all happened after the surgery?
Yes, yes, right away. Right when I got out of bed, I could feel it immediately.
Okay.
And
well,
I never had it before.
Right. All right. So looks like we're coming up on a break, Dale. I want you to hang there with me for a little bit. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you what may have happened here. And we'll talk about some potential solution. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program. A special thank you to our regular listeners who continue to spread the word about this radio show so that we can help as many people as possible. That's what this show is dedicated to. It's what this radio show is all about, helping people with their most precious possession. That, of course, is their health. encouraging them to become their own best doctors most of the time, helping bring them out of the dark and into the light so they can enjoy quality of life. We're here each and every week, same time, same place. The way that you refer your loved ones and friends and neighbors and co-workers to the show is you simply jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the frequency on the dial, the time of the day, and then just pass that out to as many people as you can so they'll thank you for it big time because you're helping them out with their health. Now, prior to the last break, we have Dale on the phone from the state of Montana. Dale had knee surgery. And after his knee surgery, he developed a problem with his feet that he did not have before knee surgery, which means that the knee surgery created another event, another problem for him, which he is suffering with right now. Let's go back to Dale in the state of Montana. Now, Dale, did you have knee replacement surgery, the whole knee surgery or partial knee surgery? Did you have some other form of what kind of treatment were you given with your knee?
A whole knee replacement. And if I step on a little pebble or anything, but it just really hurts. I mean, it's only the left side. The right side is not affected. Mm-hmm. But I step on a pebble and I go right through the ceiling.
Yeah, and you had none of that before the surgery?
No, none of it. And then the surgery was a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they said it'd eventually go away. At first they thought it was a stretched nerve. Mm-hmm. And now I just went in here a few weeks ago and they thought it had something to do with the sciatic nerve. Well, the sciatic nerve doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sciatic nerve runs all the way from your lower back to your foot. How do you know it's not bothering you?
Well, I thought it was just in your, you know, in your rump or area.
No, sir. It goes all the way to your foot. So they're likely right about this. And it sounds like they may have damaged your sciatic nerve during the surgery.
I see.
You may have had a malpractice suit there. So what I would suggest is this. If after a year this is not going away, it's not going to go away, which means that there has been a damage to your sciatic nerve, very likely, that you need to try to pursue some way, somehow, by getting maybe two or three second opinions by other orthopedic surgeries that are not buddies of the surgeon who did the knee surgery, maybe in another town, so that you can get a truly independent, non-biased opinion. Because if you have to suffer with this problem until your last day of life, wouldn't that be, a form of low quality of life? Something went wrong, Dale, in this surgery. It's not typical for this to happen during knee surgery. So you may need to lawyer up, my friend.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't do anything for your pain, but maybe...
Well, it's not really in pain. It just, I can feel those bubbles. I mean, I can walk and so forth. I can't run. I used to be a runner, but not anymore. But anyway,
it's cramping your style.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. You thought of it enough to call into this radio show and air it out, so it's obviously affecting your quality of life. So somebody needs to answer this question, and I can't tell you because I don't know exactly what happened in that surgery, but another surgeon who does this in another town may be able to shed some light on this and perhaps get this to a recovery stage. I don't know. Nerves can heal, but if a nerve has been permanently damaged due to some malpractice, then it's not a good thing. So those are my suggestions, Dale, and I wish you well. I'm sorry that has happened to you. And, all right, so, and you know, this really speaks to this. What if Dale didn't need that knee surgery? What if he could have went about managing his knee discomfort or knee problem that he has in another way? What if he would have found out about soft wave therapy or shock wave therapy that could have resolved his knee problem? Or maybe he could have had hyaluronic injections into his knee. How about stem cell injections into his knee? How about manipulations of the biomechanical problem that he may have had in his knee by a chiropractic physician that uses activator methods. How about acupuncture of the knee or massage therapy or using orthotics in his feet to relieve knee discomfort? What if any of that or all of that would have been explored and offered up to him to the extent that he didn't need knee surgery because he got better through non-surgical manner, and he didn't then have a fallout from the knee surgery where he has now a permanent disability to an extent that he feels this strange feeling that he has to walk on these bubbles, which means basically sensory nerve damage, and he's probably got a neuropathic condition in his foot right now that shouldn't have happened. Anyway, whether it's knee surgery or not, but now he was exposed to a malpractice. Something went wrong. These are the kind of questions, because that knee surgery was optional. It wasn't life-threatening where he had to have it. Somebody talked him into it, obviously, and said, oh, you got bone on bone. It's always that way. That's how doctors will get you into it. And sometimes that bone on bone doesn't mean bone on bone. It means, in their mind, it does, and that's how to motivate you to have the surgery. Remember, there are some honest doctors out there, and then there are some not so honest doctors out there who are, you're a surgery walking through the door waiting to happen. A lot of knee surgery is successful and helpful, but there are a lot of it that goes on. It's completely scam and unnecessary, and I've seen it a lot in my practice career. But I digress. Let's move on. How about the comparison between vaccinated and unvaccinated children? Which group do you think is healthier? Kids who get vaccinated or kids who are left unvaccinated? Like my six kids, unvaccinated, all six. My choice. They're my wife's choice. Here's an article that I read by Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. Peter McCullough is a medical doctor. He also has a master's degree in public health. He's an epidemiologist and a cardiologist and a former professor of medicine at a medical school. The article is entitled Analysis of Health Outcomes in Vaccinated and Unvaccinated Children, Developmental Delays, Asthma, Ear Infections, and Gastrointestinal Problems in Those Children Who Got Vaccinated with the Normal Vaccination Schedule That Children Get Compared to Unvaccinated Children Who Don't Have Brain Developmental Problems or Asthma or Ear Infections or Gastrointestinal Disorders to the extent that the vaccinated children have. So in other words, he says going natural in the first year of life, where they want to start injecting these kids with lots and lots of drippy needles with medicines we know little or nothing about in the first year of life, results in health-related problems more often. And going natural the first year of life resulted in better health outcomes. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, voted unanimously to include the mRNA COVID 19 vaccines on their list of routine immunizations for adults and children 6 months and older. This sent young mothers and fathers into a panic, since the previous Advisory Committee on Immunization had been trusted as an advisor to pediatricians. And we are going to talk about this, what happens to babies, infants, toddlers in their first year of life, those who get vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated. We'll cover that when we come back from this break. Stay with us. You are tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Are you tired of feeling stressed with no energy and feeling out of balance? Hi, everyone. Dr. Bob Martin here. You can experience vibrant health and revitalize your well-being with Tahiti Traders Noni Juice, the amazing adaptogen. Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you restore your body's natural balance so you can feel good again.
As you know, my name's Joni. I'm 35 years old. First things first, I don't like Noni. I love Noni. Okay, Noni has been literally one of the best finds in my entire life. Anytime I take a hiatus from it, I regret it and I'm going right back to it because there's nothing else that compares. It is absolutely amazing. I'm a believer forever, honestly.
Tahiti Traders Noni Juice can help you heal, balance stress, and release energy and stamina, boost your immune system, and so much more. Look for Tahiti Traders Original Noni Juice at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most natural health food stores, or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna spread your wings and fly? Don't you really wanna live your life? Don't you wanna love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for that. Remember, you can look at, review all the latest breaking news on health and wellness that I personally select. It's all on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Bob Martin. That's DrBobMartin, Dr. Bob Martin. We were talking before the break there about health outcomes in vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. And we're talking here, children start getting the vaccines early and often in life. And Dr. Peter McCullough writes an article about this. Dr. Peter McCullough, being a medical doctor himself, medical professor at a medical college, former master's degree public health, epidemiologist, cardiologist, all of that. And he talks about how parents knew babies were not at risk for serious COVID-19 outcomes. They were concerned the vaccines were genetic, long-lasting, produced the harmful Wuhan spike protein, and had no long-term safety testing. If the shots were given on the schedule every 6 months, it meant a massive exposure to a brand new genetic modifying biotechnology. This development has prompted so many parents to ask Dr. McCullough about the necessity and the safety of the entire Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices routine schedule. And conversely, they want to know, is it okay to go natural in the first year of life with no vaccines taken? That's the question. Well, prominent medical researchers and authors, Brian Hooker and Neil Miller, Neil Miller has been a guest on this program in the past, examined the data from three medical practices in the United States with children born between 2005 and 2015 over a span of 10 years. Vaccinated children were compared to unvaccinated children during the first year of life for later incidence of developmental delays, which are brain damage delays, asthma, ear infections, and gastrointestinal problems, which could be all over the board. Subjects, toddlers, infants, were a minimum of 3 years of age, stratified based on medical practice, year of birth, and gender, and compared using a logic regression model. Vaccination before 1 year of age was associated with an increased odds of developmental delays, that would be brain damage, basically, asthma, and ear infections. And according to the data, it is clear, no matter what the explanation, unvaccinated children in the first year of life are much healthier when they arrive at the three-year milestone as compared to children who are vaccinated. These data point to the need for a complete reexamination of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices Childhood Vaccine Schedule. Medical necessity, clinical indication, risk of stratification, timing, safety, and efficacy should all be reconsidered. If this group of doctors, who are the ones who recommend, had not recommended the COVID-19 vaccines for babies, we may not have seen this large shift in parental sentiment on childhood vaccinations. And if you are a parent who is inclined to be suspicious of this because you've seen maybe other parents that are friends of yours whose children have these constant problems after the vaccine schedule they were given, constant ear infections and boogie noses and bronchitis and asthma, and they're slow to development because they have developmental delays, and they have, you know, chronic colic and gastrointestinal problems, you know, let them know it's probably because of the vaccines these children received. The vaccines, this particular data points, this research over a 10-year period of time looking at lots of children proves and points out that unvaccinated children end up healthier than vaccinated children. Not me saying that, because I have a built-in bias. I have six children not vaccinated and healthy and beautiful like their mother. But this is Dr. Peter McCullough, a medical doctor himself who believes in vaccines and has a master's degree in public health, of epidemiologist and cardiologist, looking at these two prominent researchers and authors and what they uncovered. Of course, none of this information will go out to anybody because, let's face it, the whole vaccine model of medicine is the holy grail of conventional medicine. So what do you do? What are parents to do if they're not getting children who are vaccinated? And again, I'm not telling you not to vaccinate your children. You have to decide that. But I would start reading and doing some proper due diligence. But guess what? Breastfeeding is a form of natural immunity against childhood illnesses. You can give that child that gift of natural immunity through breastfeeding. Every single one of my six children were breastfed at least 1 year. That's how you get the immunization into them without these synthetic poisons that they're injecting into them straight up. And that's why the pediatrician down the street from where we live, his children hung out with my children, and they were sick constantly, sick with asthma, sick with ear infection, sick with gastrointestinal problems. It's just so evident. But again, this is something you have to figure out for yourself. I'm not telling you here in this radio show, if you're a young parent or plan on being a parent soon, not to vaccinate your children. Just start reading everything you can put your hands on, both pro and con, and then you make the call. But I wanted you to know about this latest article with Dr. Peter McCullough. All right, let's get back to work with your questions and your concerns. First up here is, Grostanka from the state of Arizona. Welcome to the program, Grostanka.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have also a stroker for you because we are right now using the wild oregano for the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I even helped my friend with that in the neighborhood. But I want to ask a question.
All right, tell you what, Grozanka, sounds like we're getting ready to go to a break, and I don't want to cut you off, honey. So I want you to just be patient. I'll come back to you so that you can ask that question so that I can thoroughly answer it for you. And if you'll be patient with that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I'm a
also want to let you know that next hour we're going to have this week's special features, the health alternative of the week, health outrage of the week. We've got a product recall to talk to you about, tell you about, and the health mystery of the week, plus a lot of other news you won't want to miss. But we are smack dab in the middle of an open line conversation where people can call into our toll-free number and lay down a health-related comment about something they may have heard on this radio show or ask a question about their own health or somebody else's health. Here's the number. Jot it down for safekeeping or call in now. 888-553-7262. Toll-free, health-related questions or health comments are fair game. 888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. The website, drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, or follow on Twitter, at Dr. Bob Martin. And there you would abbreviate the doctor. We were speaking with Grudzonka in the state of Arizona regarding her challenge that she's having with, I take it, fungus on your toenails, Grudzonka, is that correct?
It is correct.
All right. And how long has the fungus been on the toenails, and how many nails are affected? Is it on one side or both sides?
I think that two big toes are affected, and probably about a few months, because all the winter you are with shoes and you don't observe that.
Yes.
But right now, as feet are open, I see that there is the place where it's like white, very white, and it concerned me. And I bought this clear Z, which supposed to fight the fungus, but I was willing to proceed with anything you suggest also.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you called in, because a lot of other people have fungus under their toenails and fingernails, and this will help them as well. That's the power of talk radio. People who get fungus infections usually have a disruption of their immune system, allowing the fungus to overgrow. It usually begins in the gastrointestinal area. However, because of the fact that the toes, you know, they're in a dark area, a moist area, it's warm, it's a perfect breeding ground for fungus to eventually travel to and start up. So you would want to try to reduce your intake of refined sugars. Sugar is the enemy of the body that's trying to control your fungus. We all have a certain amount of fungus on our skin and inside of our bodies, but when it overgrows, it can get out of control and just keep expanding. So cut back or eliminate as much of the sugar and the sweets and the candies and the ice creams, especially the dairy products, because this feeds fungal infections. Take a good probiotic, because the gastrointestinal area needs good control of the fungal environment. And sometimes these fungal growths will overwhelm the gastrointestinal tract. It'll travel through your bloodstream and end up in the toenails or the fingernails. So Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is the one I use, the one I recommend. It's the best one on the market. You can find it in most health food stores. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Also garlic. Take garlic internally. It's a very strong antifungal agent. And also topically in the area of the toenail, either on top of the toenail, or take a piece of cotton and soak it in tea tree oil, otherwise known as oil of Maluka, tea tree oil, and try to stuff that up underneath the toenail with something so that it stays in contact with the fungal area. Leave it in there for maybe a half hour or overnight. And over time, it's going to take time, because these fungal infections take time to grow out before you can actually visually see them. Cutting back on the sugar, taking the probiotic, Dr. O'Hara's, eating more garlic, and taking garlic supplementation in the form of chiolic aged garlic extract. Chiolic is spelled K-Y-O-L-I-C. Again, available at health food store. And then liquid tea tree oil, you can get at any health food store. You start slathering that over the top of the toenail and underneath the nail as far as you can get it up in there. Over time, this problem will go away as you starve it out, as you contain it. Now, I heard you say just a moment ago that before we started into the fungus, you said that you had used oil of oregano to control and to reduce your incidence of the common cold. Is that correct?
It is correct. And very today, a couple of an hour ago, I helped a neighbor of mine who also has this respiratory problem, and mm-hmm. I gave her, and she immediately felt better.
Wow.
And I'm like, yes, it is great.
Dr. Grzanka from the state of Arizona out there helping people. Sounds like a stroker to me. Let's go for it. You're hearing the stroking music in the background because Grzanka from the state of Arizona just laid a stroker on me, which means she complimented me. The fact that she heard something on the radio show here that helped her and her neighbors now by extension. I love it when we get stroker calls into the show. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
definitely want to stick around because next hour I'm going to be talking about the fact that COVID shots, the ingredients in COVID shots, big cover-up by Big Pharma, finally gaining light. You'll want to learn about that. We're also going to be talking about a special fruit that helps boost heart health, and basking in nature may reduce the need for prescription drugs. We'll tell you all about that and take your phone calls next hour, so stick around. You know, joint discomfort and stiffness and pain, a lot of people have it. Does that sound familiar? Joint discomfort, joint stiffness and pain. If that sounds familiar, talk about a widespread health problem that has been around for a long time, and there are very few conventional medical answers beyond swallowing risky pharmaceutical drugs to try to numb or block the pain of joint discomfort. You may recognize it as arthritis. Did you know that 24% of adults, or about 59 million people, suffer from joint discomfort every single day in America? If you think you're tired, if you think you've tried everything to unwind joint discomfort, stiffness, and pain to no avail, think again. The revolutionary breakthrough called Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins takes joint health to a whole new level. Clinical studies have revealed that Rose Hip RHX 500 Rose Hip Complex delivers outstanding support for optimal comfort and mobility. Rose Hip Joint Comfort combines RHX 500 with type 2 collagen, the only type of collagen that specifically supports joint health. Try this non-prescription formula today to support cushioning cartilage between joints, protect joint tissue from oxidative stress and damage, and maintain optimal comfort for mobility from day to day for all those activities you enjoy. Feel strong, flexible, and active with Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins. Stop uttering the five dangerous words about joint discomfort, stiffness, and pain. Maybe it will go away, yet it never does. Joint problems interfere with your daily activities and quality of life, forcing you into dead-end options like toxic pharmaceuticals, suffering endlessly, and just learning to live with joint stiffness and pain. Don't. Try Rose Hip Joint Comfort, a breakthrough formulation that works. You may find Rose Hip Joint Formula by Terry Naturally Vitamins at finer health food stores, or Terry Naturally Vitamins, all one word, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, or you may call the company directly so that you can locate Rose Hip Joint Comfort, a breakthrough for people who have joint stiffness, joint discomfort, and joint pain. Call them directly, toll free, 866-598-5487. 866-598-5487, or look for Rose Hip Joint Comfort by Terry Naturally Vitamins in fine health food stores everywhere. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.